In today's Mishnah, from the first and second Mishnah, from the seventh paragraph of Masechet Gittin, the Mishnah begins, Misha achazo kurdiakos. So a different explanation exactly what this is. It seemed to be some sort of disease that his mental capacity is impaired. The Bat Nura says it's caused by some sort of shed, that if someone drinks Yain Chadash, the different sort of explanation exactly what this is. But importantly, the person is not considered of being of sound mind while they have this disease. It says, V'amar, and at the time he says, Kitvu get li'ishti. He says, write a get for my wife. The Mishnah says, Lo amar klum. That's not an instruction. And even if this person is cured, they can't rely on that instruction to continue and go ahead and write it. They'd have to ask him after the fact, when he's now of sound mind, whether he indeed wants this get to be written. If he says, Amar kitvu get lishti, if when he is healthy he says, I want you to write the get for my wife, then v'achazo kurdiakos, and then he is afflicted by this disease, and while he's in that state where he's not of sound mind, v'chazar amar, he says, Al tichtavu, don't write it. Mishnah says, Ein dvarav ha'achronim klum. The second instruction where he's trying to undo what he said when he was of sound mind, but he's saying this instruction when he's gone a bit crazy, then we say that that second instruction doesn't undo it at all. And therefore, once he gets better, these shlichim can continue and fulfill the instructions that were given while this husband was healthy. The mission now continues. Nishtatak. If the husband becomes an ilem, so he becomes a mute, v'amrulo, they ask him, Nichtov get lishtecha, should we write a get for your wife? V'hirkin barosha, and he nods, or he makes gestures to sign that indeed he wants them to go ahead with it. Mishnah then says, well, first bodkinoto shalosh pabim. We ask him three different matters, three different questions to really ascertain whether his yeses and noes are reliable. And it says, imamar alav love, v'al hen hen. If that it seems to be his yeses are yeses and noes to these questions, well-known questions, and it makes sense, then harei eliyichtavu v'inu, then we can rely on the nod of this person's head to go ahead and write and deliver the get to the wife. Let's continue. Amru lo, they said to asked the husband, nichtov get le'ishtecha, should we write a get for your wife? Now, Bat Nura here says we're dealing with a case either he's healthy or we're dealing with someone who's gravely ill, but still of sound mind, is still quite with it. And they ask him, should we write a get for your wife? Now, just important here, why would they be prompting, should we write a get for your wife? Here, Bartender explains, that's in case this person is about to die, and we're trying to avoid the fact that she will be required to have Yibum, say, performed to her. Let's say that they didn't have any children, and this husband who's about to die has a brother, and we want to avoid her having the process of Yibum Chalitza, then they would ask the husband, do you want to divorce her now to avoid that process? And he says, V'amar lehem, Ktovu, go ahead and write it. So once again, importantly, since this is being understood as him nominating them as the shaliach to write and sign it and deliver it, then they can't pass it on to another shaliach to do. So in this case, if however they did, Amru la Sofra, they said to a Sofra to write the get, and they told other Edim to sign it, either all, so either they either wrote themselves and got other people to sign it, despite the fact that these other people that weren't instructed to do so directly from the husband, they wrote and signed the get, and they gave it back to the husband, and the husband then gave it to his wife, we say, Hari haget batel. That's not a valid get, because of those who wrote the get were not instructed to do so directly by the husband. As Mishnah says, Ad sha'amar, until the Baal says to the Sofer directly, Ktov, you should write. Vela edim, he says to the witnesses, I want you to testify and you to sign on the get. Kati is cites the Gemara that says, even if the husband said, I want you to tell the Sofer to write it, I want you to tell these edim to sign it, here he's signing the Gemara, he says that get wouldn't be kasher. It has to be the Baal, the husband himself, telling the Sofer directly to write it and the Edim directly to sign this get. Those in the Mishnah today.